iwradio.co.uk. Isle of Wight Radio.
So it's 10 years ago that you were at Bestival. What makes Bestival stand out and what do you love about the Isle of Wight?
Bestival stands out basically mainly because of Robbie and the whole team, the way it's set up. It's kind of, I feel a great kinship with it because it's kind of accessible but slightly tongue-in-cheek, cool but goofy. I've always fitted right in with everything that Sunday Best do, and I just can't believe it's been going for 10 years. The first one was frankly a shambles, I have to say. But they've smartened up their act over the years, and thanks to the Isle of Wight for entertaining us. I think the Isle of Wight is kind of growing every year in the way it invites young people to come out and party. I did have an idea, I think probably about 10 years ago, that why don't we just turn the Isle of Wight into a venue so that every weekend different tribes can come, you know, like the snooker lot and the ravers and everyone. We could all just party. But we're still working on that, the takeover. It's nice to be back.
Brilliant. I'll put that to the council and see what they have to say.
Yeah.
Fantastic.